The Gemara continues Daf Samach Dalad Omer Aleph on the top. The Gemara is in the middle of a kasha. The kasha was, you need a special pasuk Lashem to be marbe that mechusar zman. That means a sar meshtalech before the eighth day before Zroi to be part of the hagrola is nisraba that what that. Only because time of the Rabbi Rachmana, because of Lashem, that it's Mechusas Man is not Kodesh. Holoi Rabbi, have a mean of Shlech is Kodesh, but Mechusas Man. If not for the Ribui, that what? The Ribui is telling me that it's not Kodesh, but if not for that Ribui, you would say that it's Kodesh automatically. Even though it's Mechusas Man. Ay, vayena goyel kaveh ha'ela b'goyel Hashem. How could it be Kodesh? It has to be part of the girl, and the girl is only when it's girl l'shem. On that, the Gemara gave one teret before that we hechatimtza where there isn't a girl would not be necessary. Kuntuchonam mitzri that says even dam bekois of the soil l'shem, and then the mishlech was meis yemei v'chaveru mizdavik lo without a girl, and then the Gemara wanted to say maybe that's only doesn't hold of dochui, but if he needs a girl, the Gemara gave another teret. It's going to have shimon that says meis echo maybe chaveru shloi ba'agrola. So you don't need a girl. Ravina says, was human b'chiloi, it was a mum, the Bayre Sar Mishalech. So you don't, after that girl had a mum, you don't need another girl. And then the Gemara wanted to say, that was the Gemara's Tzvutim. Now the Gemara says another teretz where you don't need a girl. A whole different echatimtza. Rova Omar, the top of Samach Dalal Amad Aleph, could go in Shehoyloi Choyloi B'tech Beisai. That means, the person that sold the Sar Mishalech, and they already made the girl, now he legally is allowed to shech the mother of that tsar mishtalech. Why? Koin shehoyle choyle b'tech beisoy. Choyle is doicha kolotere kula. Usually it's the is of oisav es benoy. He would not be able to shech the mother, but since he has a choyle b'tech beisoy, v'shochet oisav yom kippurim, v'shochet imay b'yom kippurim, and the child had to eat on Yom Kippur. Choyle b'tech beisoy. So he shechted it. So in such a chetimtza, now the tsar mishtalech, the child, is mechusas man. Not because it's b'chusas man, because not 8 days. It's b'chusas man because you got to wait, because you can't shecht it the same day of the mother. So it's not the pshat. We had a kasha, l'chora, b'chusas man, sefelt na'agrola. Here we're talking about before that, after na'agrola. The agrola took place already. But you need a pasuk to tell me that even in such a case, it's considered that it's not going to be kodesh, meaning you can't shecht it. You can't do the ma'is mishtaleach. Which is like the shechita the Gemara is going to say because the mother died that day. So Rashi. Oh, so the Gemara is going to discuss that in a second. So let's see Rashi first. Rava Omar, mechusas man the itzrich kol l'sar mishalech. The mechusas man you need a pasuk for is going shahir loy lemi shemoichon letzibur choyle b'tech beisoy shemutel chalav v'yom kippurim yilad mimchal yom kippur v'shochad as imoy, and now legally he was able to shech the mother. The soy becomes now mechusas man. After that grola, it took place after. The more it's kasha before. How is it shach mechusas man before that grola? Before that grola, it's not yet roy at all. So the more is saying now it's after that grola, but it became mechusas man, and it doesn't need another agrola. So this is the pasuk you need to tell me that it's not going to work. Now, beetsim, if this moicher decides to shech the animal for a bori, even though it's osur. It's also going to be an is of Isav as Benoi. Doesn't make a difference why you're not allowed to check the child. You're not allowed to check the child because the mother was checked that day. So Rashi says in Echatimtza of Dafka of Heta. So the Ritva says we rather be maimed that the mother was checked by Oifen of Heta, meaning of Yom Kippurim. That's what the Ritva learns. The Rabbeinu Eliyakim says Alom Neshavart, and he says that Dafka it says a case of Heta. Because if it would have been that the mother was shechted by Oifen of Issa, so it's called a shechita sheneruya. A shechita sheneruya, if it's loishma shechita, so then it won't go into the parsha of Oisav es Benoi. What's called the Oisav es Benoi? You shechted the mother, you not shechted the child. If the mother's shechita was not legit, because it's shechita sheneruya, because it was not beheta, then it won't go into the parsha of Oisav es Benoi. Right, it is. You're going on the tzad, that shechita sheneruya. Then it won't go into the parish of Oisav es Benoi. That's his chiddush that he says. Now, the Gemara goes right away and asks the obvious question, where are we talking about shechita over here? There's no shechita of Oisav es Benoi. this Isari is being thrown off a cliff and it's getting ripped apart and broken into pieces. So where's the Maisa Shechita of Oisav Es Benoi? Frag the Gemara. V'chi ay gavna mi osir. This is not called Oisav Es Benoi. So Rashi, lohay licha letzuk mishum Oisav Es Benoi, you're throwing it off the cliff. Zog the Gemara, lohay sishchitu am rachmona. It says lohay sishchitu Oisav Es Benoi. This is not lohay sishchitu. V'olach shechita hi. And to the Gemara, ho amri b'marova, tchiyosa letzoik, zu hishchitosoi. The Gemara is saying, gavaldige chiddush. When you throw it off the cliff, that is its shchita. Shchita is a matir. Shchita is a mechaper. Over here you have a maisa shchita, not through a knife cutting simonim, but through throwing off the cliff. And that's the gavaldige chiddush that the Gemara is mechadish over here. Now that's a pshat in the other terutzim. The other terutzim did not say this chiddush. The other terutzim did not say this chiddush that so maybe they couldn't say such attempts of oisav es benoi. There's not a ma'aser shchita. There's no oisav es benoi. But Rav is mechadish that tchiyosa letzoyk zui shchitosoi. And the Meiri says that the svara is like we're mentioning is because what's the word in shchita? Shchita is a machshir. Shchita is a mechaper. Over here you have this. Like shchita, the throwing it down the cliff is the machshir of the carbon. Yes, you didn't take simonim and cut them, but this is the machshir by breaking it apart into pieces, throwing it off the cliff.
Only shchita by
kachim.
So when you're handling a chulin to shchita, then there's no sheiches to hechsher and kapara.
But here we're handling kachim.
I know, but that is like the din
of oisav es benoi. That's another reason why it's a chiddush in Rav. Enochanami, they'll be talking a big chiddush. Now, the Michas Chinuch is the Stapik, and he says as follows. If the Gemara calls this, would that entail that there's a heter achila on this tchiyos letzoik? At kdekach? Now, it could be it's also bad, no, but the point is there an iser achila on this thing or not? Or is it a ma'aser shchita? He has something like that. Lekan ulekan. The Rishash and Psochim Chovei asks as a kasha. He says, "Why is it Amuta Bachila? If it's Tchiyosa Letzoyk Zuish Chitosoy, this is the matter. Usually, and I think they compare it to Malika. What's Malika? Malika is not a regular shchita. It's from the back of the neck. Where do we find shchita by behemoth from the back? That would be a treifa. That would be an avela. It's nothing. Shteito, when you have a matter, that's like a ma'aser shchita. Malika you're allowed to eat. Malika's oif. So any matter you're allowed to eat." So, factor shash, this is a matter. The matter of Yitzik of Triyosa Letzoyk, Zuish Chitos, it's a matter. Like Malika Soif is a matter allowed to eat. So, the Mishtalech should be able to be eaten. Now, you're not saying it is, but he's asking as a kasha. We know it's not. The more later is going to talk about if it is or not, but the point is, the question is to what extent do we say this is Soif of Zuish Chitos? Zog the Gemara. Im Shel Sheimes, Zesh Olav, Hagoyel, La azoze zesh olav im shel shemes zesh olav hagoyrel yame bim koymoy. The Mishnah said that if it died, so then you have to replace it, and when you replace it, so whatever comes out, you say is b'mokrim the one that died. Zog the Gemara. So now, and the second one is yirat sheistoyev. The second one, you have now three seirim. You made a goyrel. Lashem and Lazozel. One of them died. If Lashem may, and they may take another two, because you can't just take another replacement, because that's not the girl. That's just by default. So you make another girl. So you have another two, you make a girl. One is Lashem, one is Lazozel. The one that's Lashem that died, so you say this Lashem is replacing the one that died. Excellent. Who's going to be Lazozel? The original one that's still alive? Or the new one that you made a girl, Lazozel? So the Mishnah says, Yirat Sheistoyev. Which one is Yirat Sheistoyev? The original is Yirat Sheistoyev? Because out of commission and all on the two new ones, or Yirat Sheistoyev is a partner of the second one, and the original second one will be the one that's going to be brought to Lazozel. Zok the Gemara, or the opposite. Zok the Gemara, it's a machloikas Rav and Reb Yochanan. Omar Rav Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikorev. The second one of the first pair is the one that's brought, and the Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yiroyeh. Who's Yiroyeh Sheistoyev? The second pair, not the first pair. The first pair, the animal died, that one gets replaced by a new girl. Not stam automatically, by a girl. Because it has to be out of the girl. But who is Yirat Sheistoyev? That second pair. it's the partner of the second one. But the first one, the partner, remains. And that's Taka Nikav. Sheni she bezug rishon yikav, and the bezug sheni is yiroyeh. Rabbi Yechon Omar, no. Sheni she bezug rishon yiroyeh. The partner of the first pair is the one that's yirat sheistoev. And the Hagrola one, the one you made a new Hagrola one, is the one that's going to be Lashem and Azazel. Sheni Shubizik Sheni Yikorev, one of them replacing the one that died, and the other one will be Nikrav. Either Lazazel, Lashem, whatever is the other one that's lacking. What's Yisodim Achleikis? But my Kumifligi, Zokti Gumoga, Rav Sova, Rav that says that you go back to the original one, Balechayim Einen Nitchin. That means you had this animal that was Lashem and Lazazel. And then one of them died. Lazazel died. So that Lashem is not going to be, it was nere, it was able to be brought. At the time of the Agrola, everything was good before the partner died. And then it was nitcha. So Baal Chaim are not nitchim so quickly. So mainly you remain, the first one remains in place, and the Yigat Shistoev is on the second one. Now, the reason why we say Baal Chaim is in a nitchin is because the Sawyer was chai. We're talking about that the Sawyer was chai, so we're not going to say Yigat Shistoev on that one. It's alive and kicking. But let's say the Sawyer was nishchat, the one that's going to be Lashem was nishchat already. And then the Mishtaleach died. So now you don't say Balachayim are not Nitchin, it's not a Balachay. It's blood in the kois. So over here, by the Mesa Mishtaleach, you say Nishbach Adam. Because by Shchuta, it's Shaykh Adin of Dichui. By Balachayim, we say it's not Nitchin when it's alive, but when it's Shechted already, you say that it's Dochui. Now there is a Shita we had yesterday of Choron HaMitzri. Choron HaMitzri Shita is that even Dam Shebekois, that's his Chiddush. Balachayim ain't Nitchin. Is not just when it's alive, even if it's Dam Shebekois. That means you already shechted the Sawyer. And now the Mishtalech died. Dam Shebekois, it's still maybe Chavego Mizdavigloi, and it's not Nitchis. The one in the Kois you continue with. You just bring a partner. He said, you don't need the Hagrola, but the point is just bring a partner. That's what he said. Eimer Legabe, the din of Tchia, less Edichui. Less Edichui, not just by Balachayim. Even Dam Shebekois ain't like Edichui. But that was of Chonon Damitzishita. But in Pasha's Rav is saying, when the animal's alive, Balachayim and not Nitchin. So that's why you go back to the original. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon says, Balachayim and Nitchin. So that's why the first one is Yirat Sheistoev. It's Nitche. Once the partner died, it's Nitche. And the new Hagrola, just like you took the replacement from the new Hagrola, you take the partner from the new Hagrola. Oh, if it's not Nitchin, so then why are you going to the first?
Yeah. So
the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara says, that's the Gemara's Teretz. That's Mamash Gemara Shakavitaya. Zok the Gemara, my time is the Rav. The Yolav Mimchus says, man, what's the reason of Rav that what? That you say that Balechayim are not Nitchin. How do you know Balechayim are not Nitchin? We learn it from Mechusas Man. Mechusas Man is not yet ready. It's before the eighth day. And it's not out of commission. You just have to wait. So we see Balechayim is not Nitchin. So like Mechusas Man, Lav Afagav Dashalak Chazi, Kode Mechzis Shapidomi. When it's going to come of age, it's Roi. So Chanami, Loishna. Over here, it shouldn't be any different either. That Balechayim are not nitchin. When the partner died, it was nitchin. So the Balchai is not nitchin. You go back to the first. So Gemara, how do you compare it to? Me, dummy. Hosam lo yitzchazikal. Mechusas man, it's 5 days old, it's 6 days old. It was never roi yet. It's not nirav and nitchin. So v'dir taka Balechayim are not nitchin. But hocha, nirav and nitchin. Over here, it's nirav and nitchin. Over here, it had a partner, it was nirav. Then the partner died, it was nitchin. So now, maybe it's nirav and nitchin. You say Balechayim are taka yen nitchin. When does Rav say Balechayim are not nitchin? My time in the Rav, Mechusas Man is out of Raya, Mechusas Man, it was never Nirav and Nitcha. So then you just have to wait it out. Now, Enoch and Ami, we had an attempt before of Mechusas Man, that's Nirav and Nitcha. By the case of Oysters Benoit, we called that Mechusas Man also, where it was Nirav, and then the mother was Shechta that day, so it's Nitcha. That we called Mechusas Man. But since we have an attempt of a regular Mechusas Man, so that when the Mechusas Man, the regular Mechusas Man, would not be Melamed, that Baal Chaim and not Nitchin. Because the regular Mechusas Man is not Doima, because it's never Nira. So that's why it's not really Nitcha. But Nira and Nitcha is much worse, because it was in commission, was knocked out. So then Taku Mechtes, you say Baal Chaim and not Nitchin. Elohai, in the time of the Rav, the reason is the Yalfim be Baal Mum Oiva. Baal Mum Oiva, that means it was Nira once upon a time, before it had a Mum Oiva. A regular mum is never going to be nearer. But a mum oiva is going to pass. You have to wait for it to elapse. So mum oiva, that Balmum Oiva Af Lav Afagav the Lechazi Ashto, it was Nira. Now it's not because it's a mum, they have to wait for it to move on. Lechazi Ashto, ki hoda mixes shapidomi. So we have a raya balachaim and not nitchin. So the mora hochinami loishno. Vahosam and olam, what's the makar of mum oiver that it takana nitcha? Zogamor dichsev, it says in the pasuk, kimosh chosom, it says, umiyabe nechel is a kibes lechem ali kechem, he call eile, kimosh chosom bohem, mum bom, lo yirotsu lechem. When you have a mum, lo yirotsu. Kimosh chosom bohem, mum bom. Mum bom, hudu lo yirotsu. When is the noritsui? When it has an actual mum that's still there. But if the mum elapsed and it went away, a mum over, then yirotsu. So we see clearly the makar of mum over, that is nira. So that's the makar of Rav, that balachaymen an nitchin, nira v'nitcha, for mum over. V'Rabbi Yochanan, that holds, that balachaymen are yes nitchin. So what are you going to do with this pasuk of mum over? Clearly, balachaymen an nitchin. V'Rabbi Yochanan, miyit rachmona, bohem, meaning it's a special pasuk only over here by mumin. Bohem, heim, who the chiova mumen yirotsu? Only by mumen when the mum went away. So then it's a special dispensation, a special exception to the rule that it's yirotsu. Hakol tchuyin, but a regular nitcha, Rabbi Yechon's shita is that balachaim nitchin. Hakol tchuyin, hol v'nitchu yitchu. V'rav that holds that it's not dochui. So what do you do is bohem? Rabbi Yechon just dashed in bohem only over here. So you have to use it for something else. Otherwise, maybe it's telling me only over here that it's not nitchin. Meaning, when is it not miratzu? When it has a mum? When it's on its own? But if it's mixed up with other evorim that are not bale mumin, then it's miratzu, even though you're makiv the balmum possibly in there also, but it's aide taroivus. With the rice, it's bottle. Kiritan, evorim tmimim. If you have evorim tmimin, and Rashi says you have one balmum with it. So Rashi evorim shaloyle tmimin shenitz avu ben evorim balas mum akas. Rabbi Eliezer oimer im korav aroy shal echamen. If you makiv the roish of one of them, so you can assume your toiler that was the mum. So yakivu kol aroshin. You can already now be makiv all the roshin. It's a suffix. So taroyv is mutter. Korav shal echamen. If you makiv one of the koroyim, yakivu kol akoyim kulin. So that's a belazah shita. V'chachomim are the opposite. Afilu kor v'kulun, if you mark of everything minus one, chutz me'echemen, you still have to assume maybe this is the balmum, and yetzel beis ha'sreifa, it has to go to beis ha'sreifa. But Kaponim, what do we see that Rav learns from the posuk bohem? Bohem means be'enayu, it's amiratza. But once it's betagoyvis, there's no problem of balmumim. V'idoch, what about the other man, Omar? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan, nafkelei mibom bohem. He takes maskim to this din of betaroivus, it's miratza. But he has two droshes. It could have said bom, it says bohem, so he dashes both dinim. Sai by taroivus is miratza, and sai by yechanan, it says that dafka over here is the exception to the rule that it's not nitchin, but usually it would be. The idoch, what about Rav? He doesn't dash in this, Gemara, bom behem loy dorish. Now the Gemara has your kasha. Ule Rav, nei nami de balachayim ene nitchin, ene chami balachayim is not nitchin. And that we learn from mum over. And that's why you go back to the original set and you don't go to the second agrola set. What's so particularly going to the first? And to the Gemara, your teretz. Omar over, Rav Sovalo Kreb Yoisi. Like we had in the end of the previous parak. The Omar, mitzvah berishoin. You have a choice in front of you. You go to the first picks. You go to what you picked first. Mitzvah berishoin. So we're also, since the first one was originally Roy, so Melan, now that it became Roy again, and you have a partner because of the agrola mitzvah b'rishon, and he doesn't hold of balachaim nitchin, so you go to the first. Zok mo hey Rabbi Yosi, which Rabbi Yosi of mitzvah b'rishon? Inem Rabbi Yosi the kupos etnan. We had a mishnah in Shkolim that says sholosh kupos sholosh soin sheben toymin es halishka. You have three kupos that you're telling them the lishka with, and it's they're numbered because of alein aleph beis gimel. So you go to the aleph first, and then the beis, then the gimel. V'tanya Rabbi Yosi lo mekos of aleph beis gimel leida ezemen nitchim b'rishon. And over here we see not just mitzvah berishoin, it's mitzvah beis before the gimel too. It's not just a din in rishoin, it's a din in whatever was first, not whichever was first, meaning as number one. Number two is also first, copy number three. Because mitzvah berishoin, aleph goes before beis before gimel. So we see a kapon of mitzvah berishoin, and that's he goes back to the first pair. Zagma, what's a raya? Over there, it's different. Dilma shani hosom. The beidne dischazi kamaisa. When the first kupa was goyi, lo yischazi baschaisa. Until the second kupa is filled up, so it's not goyi yet. Mashenkin over here, it's beidne. They're both roy. So mechtesi, you go to the first. Zog Rashi, why both roy? And follow mechatimtza. Beidne dischazi kamaisa, lo yischazi baschaisa. Aval hai lo yischazi kama ad yischazi baschra. Over here, it's not roy until the second one. Why? Sha'afa b'shehigil olav. Even though you made a girl, ain't a roy lishoched ad achamat damapar. The shechita of the sawyer is not going to take place until the application. You made the hagrol in the beginning, but the shechita of the actual sawyer doesn't take place until the matan damapar. Uve toichkach meischavegoy, and the misa took place betoichkach. So vehei b'shnayim v'higilu alein, and then you brought another two and you made the girl. So now, so now you have both in front of you. So Mela, maybe you don't say mitzvah b'rishon when you have both. When you say mitzvah b'rishon, the chazi kama basa wasn't available. But in this echatimtza, how about you can make an echatimtza that it didn't take place at lachamat and damapar. But we're saying in this echatimtza, so Mela, it's beidna they're both roy. So maybe you don't say rishon. Zok t'imoga el Reb Yosi de Pesach. The Tanan, we learned, Hamafish Pischoy, if someone's Mafish called Pesach, Ve'ovad Ve'ifrish, and he lost it, and his Mafish another one in its place, Ve'ifrish Achatachtov, Ve'achan Nimtzel Rishon, Ve'eshneim Oimdin, so you have two Pesachim, the original one, and the one you were Mafish, after you found the original one, Ezemen Sheyitz, Yaakov, you can pick and choose, Divrei Chachomim, Reb Yosi Oimer, that no, Mitzvah Berishon, the Mitzvah is the first. However, talk to Gemara Omid Beis, Yimhoya Sheni Mufchir Yimena Yiviyeno, obviously if it's Mufchir, then you pick that one. And Tosis said earlier that you only say by Korban Pesach because it's eaten. Mufchir you can say by eaten. But being thrown off the cliff, or being then you don't say this dinner of Mufchir. But Legabe Soy Mishtalech. You don't say Mufchir because it's not eaten. But upon him, we see Rabbi Yossi, you go Mitzvah Berishon. And Rashi explains in the bottom, Rabbi Yossi the Pesach. The Hocha over here, it's mamash the same Echetimtza. The Lo Yischazi Kama Ad Yischazi Baska. Over here, Taka, it's Taka not. Kam is not ischazi ad basra, so then it's mamash Pesach is very similar to by the hagrola. Shere ein's man shchitas Pesach el achatzois. When is shchitas Pesach? Only when it's goy after chatzois. The korim lachein of ad rishon. It was lost before that. Vufra sheni v'nimtzer rishon and now was found. V'rei shneim oimdim shchias man shchita. By his man chatzois, you have both in front of you. V'afilochi komer Rabbi Yosi mitzvah rishon. So that's the makar mitzvah rishon. Stop over here.